Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is a very sad fact, but the mayor of Mariupol, or I should say, I think they kidnapped the mayor of Mariupol, the Ruskies. One of the senior people in Mariupol said that Russia has now killed twice as many people in Mariupol as the Nazis did. As you remember, they came through and slaughtered millions of people in Ukraine. Millions. And the Ruskies in Mariupol have now killed twice as many as the Nazis, and they've done it in, what, 2 months? A little over 2 months? They are now transferring troops from the Far East into Ukraine because they've lost so many of them. They've lost more than 20,000 of them. And NATO now has agreed they'll transfer the MiG planes to Ukraine from Eastern Europe, from the old Warsaw Pact countries, Poland, Latvia, Lithuania. And we'll replace them with American F-16s, and in some cases, I think American F-35s. Although those are pretty top secret, maybe we're just getting American pilots flying those. But there's a development over there, and this is a fascinating development. It turns out Putin is going to have cancer surgery. Putin will have cancer surgery. And it's for abdominal cancer, and he also has Parkinson's disease. Originally, they said that he had thyroid cancer. Thyroid cancer treatment is not abdominal cancer treatment. I think they said thyroid because thyroid cancer is apparently easier to catch and stop through surgery than some others. When he's under general anesthetic, he's turning over the war in Ukraine to a general named Nikolai Patrushev. Nikolai Patrushev is a murderer and a sadist, almost worse than Putin. He egged him on in the Ukraine war. He's the former head of the FSB, Federal Security Service. What is the FSB? It's the successor to the KGB. KGB got such a bad name that they now call it the FSB and think that's going to help. What if Putin doesn't survive the surgery? Or even if it's stomach cancer, whether or not he has surgery may not make much difference. He's a sick man. We know that he's sick mentally. We know that he's sick emotionally. He's a sociopath. He is a genocidal sadist. But the point is that government over there in that country is in a very bad way. So keep monitoring this. This is a very, very, very sad development, not because I care about Putin. As far as I'm concerned, if somebody wants to slip him a polonium cocktail while he's under anesthesia, that'd be fine with me. In fact, they should bring Navalny in and have him give him some polonium right through his breathing tube. That's what he did. He didn't do it through a breathing tube. He smeared polonium on Navalny's underwear. You know, and one thing occurred to me, a guy sneaks into my hotel room and puts polonium in my underwear. I'm about to put on my shorts. I got to look at that. I got to go, that's a little weird. No, I don't think I'm going to lower them down into that underwear, believe me. I mean, what the hell? Navalny, you idiot. What, do you get dressed in the dark? You out of your mind? Well, somebody should do that to Putin. I would like to see that done to Putin. However, another disturbing development is increasing evidence of GOP party involvement in Trump's election scheme to overturn the government, overturn the election. Now, what do I mean by that? Jim Jordan, whom Kevin McCarthy decided to put up to be on the committee for January 6th until Pelosi threw him off. He conspired with Trump in the White House. He had looped in other congressmen in the Republican Party. Mark Meadows, a former North Carolina Republican, was chief of staff. He was in on it. And there's a very well-known prosecutor named Glenn Kirshner. Glenn Kirshner. And he came out with a very, very interesting statement. It's a theory. It's probably more than a theory, but he's a very experienced prosecutor. And he said, quote, more of the Republican leadership will join the cover-up club. is a cover-up club. What does that mean? If the FBI or the police arrest somebody and there's some conspiracy or something, they immediately separate them so they can't talk and cook up their story. Well, nobody's enforcing subpoenas now, or they're taking a long time to do it. And Kirshner said it's a certainty that people like Kevin McCarthy, people like Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the rest of them are in the cover-up club. They are going to get their stories straight. And a good prosecutor, a good questioner can see through that, but it's just another layer of complication. My advice to Merrick Garland, prosecute them. What are you, Inspector Clouseau, the Pink Panther? What, there's five bodies in the room and you're going, we must investigate this? Like the clowns internationally who go, oh, is there genocide? We must take careful evidence. Come on. Do something about it. We're going to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. I think the best thing we can do is shine the light on all this. I mean, we talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene a lot. She's a terrible congresswoman. She's actually a bad excuse for a human being. The more we make people aware, Lauren Boebert is another one. She was the one on January 6th that was, you know, tweeting where Nancy Pelosi's location was so that they could go grab her and kill her. You know, and things like 1776, she was putting out on social media at the time. But the more we can make people aware, so she's running in Colorado against Sal Sandoval. So the more we can help people like Saul, you know, Madison Cawthorn's another one. Ted Cruz is another one. A bunch of these people have been involved with this plot. And what they're doing is they're trying to get redistricted, so they're not going up against some of the veteran candidates. So that's what happened with Madison Cawthorn. They didn't want Josh Rimmelard to run against them because the contrast between a combat veteran and a guy who claims to be patriotic and is overthrowing the government is too much for them to handle. They know they'll lose that election. So if everyone could get out and support the candidates running against these people that were involved with January 6th, I think that would be huge. Whether it's making phone calls, knocking doors, sending a donation, texting or posting on social media, you know, really shining the light on the activity of these people that tried to overthrow the government. It boggles the mind that we're sitting here talking about if Democrats are going to lose the midterms, where we basically have people that support terrorism in the government. So thank you for the time, Matt.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you said, and I think you said it succinctly, as you always do. I will add one thing to it, though. Where are the prosecutors? I mean, I get it. You're absolutely right. We've got to keep fighting the way we do. But don't you think there's enough evidence right now to charge people like Giuliani and Don Trump Jr. and Don Trump Sr.? Alvin Bragg, the DA in Manhattan, took a dive. Somebody got to him. Guy doesn't take a dive like that without somebody getting to him. Called off the grand jury, say he's not going to prosecute Trump. Trump's an innocent man. That's false. The outgoing prosecutor said that Trump had committed felonies. That's when he fraudulently misvalued his properties for tax and bank purposes. Banks are federally insured. So where's Merrick Garland? I mean, really, he's waiting for political cover. Merrick, here's the deal. If we lose in November, and I hope we don't, you know what's going to happen? Kevin McCarthy will yank all those subpoenas and disband that commission. Then he'll investigate Pelosi and Adam Schiff. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.